What do you call the best kind of soil? Rich, dark colored soil. Do you have a name for that? Just a simple name. It could be a very simple name.
I knew it.
Yeah. That's why I sometimes have trouble with these things, because they are so easy.
Yeah. Turf? No.
No, would you call it black dirt or humus?
Humus would be one word. What are we looking at?
How about a low-lying grassland? What would you call that? Use this word before.
Swamp?
Well, that'd be pretty wet, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But one that isn't wet.
Well, it'd be a low meadow.
And how about another name for a swamp? There's one in talk about it in Pilgrim's Progress about despondency, or maybe it's another name for a marsh or a bog or a swamp.
Well, it could be called marsh.
Yeah, but a name, a word, can you think of another word that starts with S? Well, if you use, which word would you use, slough or slough, probably? You know?
I never heard the remark.
Never heard it, okay, good. How about a small freshwater stream? What would you call that? A little one, not a river, something much smaller than a river.
Riverlet.
Or you might call something else. You might call it, besides a riverlet, can you think of another name? You don't have any around here, necessarily. You certainly don't have anything around here, but, would you use the word crick or creek?
Creek would be the proper word.
Now, what bodies of water do you have around here besides Lake Michigan, things like rivers? Are there any?
Well, you got this Plains River. And you got your North Shore Channel. If you want to call that a river.
Sure.
And then the Chicago River.
And how about a tall, something much larger than a hill? They have a lot of them in Germany and out west.
Mountains.
And how about a, what do you call this next door to you here? Before they built the house, this was what?
A lot.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard any other names for that besides lot? Another word for a lot that people use?
No, not in the city.
Well, what would you call it out of the city? You have a name for it there? Something you think of? Or what I'm getting at is something that, have you ever heard just a vacant lot called a prairie?
Well, a prairie would be a larger piece of land than a lot.
There's no connection between the two as far as you're concerned.
No, not to my way of looking at it. A lot is just a little strip of land.
Okay.
While a prairie